Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. Good morning. Some announcements I have for you. Most of them are in the bulletin. Disciple Fast Track New Testimony class will be held this summer for 12 weeks beginning June 6th and 7th on Wednesday or on Thursday night. Contact Pastor Doris if interested. Bake and bracelet sale. The youth is putting on. We're having a bake sale and Mud Love bracelet sale on Sunday, May 6th to raise funds for the 8 Mile a water walk that will be participating on May 12th. Graduation for spring is coming up. Do you have family members, sons, daughters, that are connected to the Concordia? They're graduating. Contact the church office if you do. Thank you. Faith Day at the Duck Pond will be on Sunday, July 15th, for a 105 Mallards game. Sign up in the Fellowship Hall to join Concordia families for a day of fun. The tickets are $10 each and include admittance to the game and a hat. Please use non-colored ink when filling out contributions checks, either blue or black. Should be okay. Summer life groups will meet during the summer to talk about life and how God is working in it. There will be a meeting on May 21st at 6:30 p.m. at the home of Sue Evans for planning. Text her, Sue, if you are planning to attend. Fill the tub with items for Wisconsin Conference hospitality kits. The list for the kits and individual items to contribute are on the bulletin board in the fellowship hall. And would you please stand and join singing our first hymn?
An announcement that's not in the bulletin this morning is that next Sunday, following worship, we're going to have a potluck. The outreach team is hosting the potluck, and we are going to have the volunteers in mission who have been on mission trips this year. They're going to talk with us during and after lunch, and there's also going to be a video immediately following worship. We're going to watch the video, and then we'll go in to eat. That's next Sunday.
Okay, now for our first hymn, Gather Us In, will you please sing? The Black Hymnals. Here in this place, abide in us, O God.
As we abide in you.
We are branches rooted in the vine of Christ.
We come because we seek to abide in Christ.
The branches that remain in the vine bear much fruit.
We come because we wish for our spirits to be vibrant and alive and productive.
If we abide in Christ, then Christ's word will abide in us.
We come because we want to be growing disciples.
Meet us in this place, O God.
That we will grow wildly as God tends us lovingly.
Remain standing for our next song, Abide With Me, in the Red Hymnals 700.
Thank you.
Please join me in our prayer. We come to you, loving God, needing the love which you alone can give. Your love comes to us in Jesus, bringing the freely given abundance we live. Empowered by your love to love one another, and let us be one another in all the world to sisters and brother. Send us your Spirit on us today. Come move among us, we pray. Amen.
Glad you're here today, because I really wanted to share my plant. You want to sit down with me? Okay. I received this plant for a birthday present about 6 years ago. And when I got it, it had three little shoots like this, and they stood up like that, and they were just real fluffy. Okay? Now, they're kind of tangled up, aren't they? Yeah. And there's some spaces that have really long, I mean, that's like over a foot. There's no leaves on there. You know what that means? They didn't get the nutrition that they needed for a while. And so the leaves that were on there kind of dried up. And so that's why I've got it all wound up like that, so you can't see it as well, see it as easily. Okay, now, have you ever heard that Jesus said, I am the vine, you are the branches? Have you ever heard that story from the Bible? Well, that's one of them. And so that's why I wanted to bring this in today. Because when Jesus is talking about the vines and the branches, he says that we are like all of these branches, okay? And this part down here, those are the vine, and that's who Jesus is, okay? If we're thinking about, what in our world reminds us of Jesus? We go, oh, well, those vines there, that's Jesus, and we're the vines. And so what this kind of tells me is, I need to stay close to Jesus, or else I'm going to look like that. Okay? We need to stay close to where we get the love from. Okay? So there's my... There, now that looks better that way, doesn't it? Yeah, it looks fuller that way. Most of the time, the closer you are to the vine, to down here, the healthier the plant is. And why is that? It's closer to the nourishment. It's closer to where the nutrients are. That's how it gets fed. So what does that say to us then about how we should, what we should do? We should be close to Jesus. Okay, so if this is Jesus and this is us, where's God? In with Jesus then. Okay, the scripture that Kevin's going to read says that God is the gardener. Okay, so God's kind of all over it. And that means, and so maybe the soil, okay? If it wasn't for God, then none of it would live, would it? Okay? So that just is a real good reminder. And Jesus was talking about grapevines. Have you ever seen grapevines? Have you? Wow, I have two. But just once. Yeah. So this plant is a reminder to us that we need to stay close to Jesus. Okay? And we need to continue to learn about Jesus. Yeah. Okay. What are your names?
Avery
and Kate. It's nice to meet you. I'm glad you're here today. Should we have a prayer? Okay. We thank you, God, that you give us pictures, or we can see you in our everyday life, in things like vines and leaves and branches, and know that God is the one who gives us life. We thank you. Amen. Thank you for coming up.
Our first reading is 1 John chapter 4, 7 through 21. God is love. Beloved, let us love one another, because love is from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, for God is love. God's love has revealed among us in this way. God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the atonement sacrifice for our sins. Beloved, since God loved us so much, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is perfected in us. By this we know that we are abide in him and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father has sent his Son as the Savior of the world. God abides in those who confess that Jesus is the Son of God, and they abide in God. So we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and those who abide in love abide in God, and God abides in them. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness on the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, for fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not reached perfection in love. We love because he first loved us. Those who say, "I love God," and hate their brothers and sisters are liars. For those who do not love a brother or sister whom they have seen cannot love God whom they have not seen. The commandment we have from him is this: those who love God must love their brothers and sisters also. Our second reading is from John chapter 15, 1 through 8. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it bear more fruit. You have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withered. Such branches are gathered and thrown into the fire and burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples.
Will you pray with me? Come, Holy Spirit, that through your word we may be guided into the love of God for all the world. Amen. Rumor has it that this is a favorite passage of scripture for a lot of people. I also know that it's true that some of us get a little bit nervous when we listen to this because we start asking ourselves, well, am I a healthy branch or am I one that's kind of, you know, dying? Am I producing fruit or not? And when we do that, the reason we don't like to think about that is because of the judgment. And I don't think that this is about judgment. No, it is about judgment. It's not about punishment. Because when the vine grower goes out to prune the good ones, the good branches, and cut off the dead branches, he's not doing it to punish the dead ones. He's doing it to make it a healthier plant. You prune the good ones so that they can produce more. And what gardening teaches us is that there's a cycle. I can give the best care possible and keep all the weeds out of the garden, but there comes a time that it's going to have given all its tomatoes to me. All the tomatoes are ripe, or the season, it gets cold and they don't ripen anymore. That's part of what the plant is. And that's part of who we are. We do not offer the same ministries, the same programs as were offered 100 years ago. Oh, there's some things that we do the same. I mean, there's some things we still worship. We still teach Sunday school. But there's some things that we've just kind of set aside because they had fulfilled their purpose. And there's some things that we've started new because there's some energy behind it and some growth that we see going on. And so we want to nourish and nurture those. So I guess first, we can set aside that God is punishing us. We also look at the parable, and it says, if you abide in me, and it doesn't really mean if the way we mean if. When we say if, it's kind of an either or. And the Greek word for the if in this case has to do, it's more like when you abide in me. It's kind of assuming that it's there. Now, don't think I'm trying to let you off the hook. Jesus is speaking to his disciples. He's speaking to the community who is going to carry on his message when he is gone. And so in that, Jesus is speaking to a community rather than to us as individuals. And so when we ask about the places that we are fruitful and how we want to be more fruitful, and what do we want to let go, we're talking about the ministries of this congregation. When we think about the relationship between the vine and the branch, first of all, we know that God is the gardener. The vine and the branch are connected with one another. And we are in relationship. We are in relationship until it is broken. And we can break that. And we can stop growing in that relationship. But I think that it's really affirming to think that the branches that are closest to the vine are the ones that are healthiest and the ones that produce the most. And so that says to me that I need to stay close to Jesus. That says to me that I need to understand or continue to learn what the Word has to say to me. Something else this teaches us today is that not one of us can do this on our own. If the gardener doesn't provide what's needed, we don't have life. If the gardener doesn't provide for us, we can't produce fruit. And that means that our life, our breath, all that we do is dependent on God. We like to think there's some interdependence, but it's not that. We are dependent. And that's difficult for Americans. It's difficult for us to to admit that we might be dependent. If you're in a marriage relationship and you've been married for a long time, you are interdependent. You rely on one another. The branches stay stronger if they rely on one another, and that's us. When we are in an intimate relationship with Jesus, we will bear fruit. This is a model for our community. And this is, remember I said, this was, Jesus was speaking to a community. But I also take it personally, individually, in that there are pieces of me, there are some of my leaves that aren't looking so good. Maybe it's some impatience. Maybe it's time for me to let go of some self-righteousness. Maybe it's time for me to let go of greed or anger. And the gardener does prune us and cut away that which needs to be let go. Not so that we can benefit from it, but so that the community can benefit. I'm pleased that the two readings are part of the lectionary for this week, because the First John reading speaks about the test of our love. We know what love is because of what God did for us in Jesus Christ. The Spirit, the Holy Spirit, is a sign of God's presence among us. We know that we live in Him and He in us when we are loving and compassionate and caring about those who don't have what they need to survive. We know that we abide in God's love, and that love abides in us when we bring hope to those who have none. When people are in despair, if we can give them some of what they need so that they aren't alone, so that they know they're not alone, and so that they have what is basic. When we live that way, we know that God abides in us. And when we reach out, we are bearing fruit of what we have been given. Does this seem real circular to you? It does to me. And listening to it, it's just, well, if you abide in me, God abides in you, and you abide in me, and then this, and it goes on and on. It seems kind of circular. So I found something that I think makes it more linear. Jesus tells us of one of his experiences in life. He sees himself as connected with us and connected with the whole of humankind. I don't think that experience is unique to Jesus. I think that some or all of us have had that experience of being connected with one another and the whole world. It's a feeling that has been described in very many ways. It happens in all kinds of circumstances, whether you recognize it or not. It is like a very nice summer evening. Everything is quiet. You're standing in front of a beautiful lake. Or in my picture, I'm standing in the Gulf of Mexico. The sun is touching the horizon, coloring everything a golden red. And as you look out over the water, it's suddenly like it all falls away. The trees, the sun, the water. No, it's not that it falls away, but it's as if everything is streaming right in front of you or out of you, and you feel one with all of it, one with everything, one with everyone. Or you're listening to music. Okay, Handel's Messiah. Or a piece of jazz. Or maybe our choir or our handbell choir. And it's suddenly as if you're taken up, you're one with the music, and there's that feeling that you belong to the whole of the universe and the universe to you. Or you're looking at the one you love, and you get nearer and nearer. Or you're sitting on a train or a plane with all of those people around you, full of wonder at how that thing stays up in the air. And you become aware of the power and the presence of the one who made it all. Or maybe if you're sitting at home sometimes, sitting knitting or crocheting, or you're cleaning up after supper and the cat's going around your leg purring real loudly, and it comes again and again. A sense of great contentment, a sense of belonging to all that is, being a part of the earth and the sky and the sun and the moon and the plants and the animals and your family, and all of those you know and all of those you don't know. Don't you carry in you all human feelings? Isn't that why you like to read books or watch a movie or go to a concert or sing a song? Jesus tells us that he had those kind of experiences just as we have them. He had those moments when he was fully aware of the oneness of all that has been created. And so today he tells us that we have our home in him as he wants to have his home in us. The difference is that for him, it wasn't a vision that came to him and then passed. For him, it was the only thing he ever saw in the life that he lived, in the life that he lives, in that which is Jesus always. And that is the life to which he invites us all the time, forever and ever. Our experience of those kinds of moments is right because we do belong together. In Christ, we are made one. He is with us, and we are with him. Like a vine and branches. Amen. We offer ourselves for the sake of others so that the good news and the oneness of Jesus Christ can be spread throughout the world. Let us share the gifts which we have been given. I invite the ushers to come forward. Thank you.
pray together. Holy One, from you comes every gift we need, every blessing we have. We may not grasp them for ourselves, but offer them back to you, that the poor will be fed, the lonely will be befriended, and the despairing be filled with hope. Through our offerings, O God, give your loving spirit to a world in need. Make our many gifts one offering for the world. In the name of Jesus, amen. You may be seated. Alice Holly is Philip's mother, and she has had a stroke and is recovering. So we want to keep her in our prayers. Are there others that you would lift? Let us pray. Lord, listen to your children praying. Yours is the love that changes the world inside and out. For this we praise you, that you first and last love us. Continue to teach us how to better love one another. Teach us the truth of life. Lead us in the way that we should go. Bring us into your vineyard. Prune us and tend us that we may bear good fruit. Gracious God, we pray for all the world, that the world, would know your power and goodness. For you have made us one. Show us anew what lives around us and over us and beneath us and within us. Enliven the church with your spirit, that we may honor your earth and all of creation. For you make us one. We pray for our brothers and sisters who endure disasters. Be with all of those who are in danger and recovering, especially those in Superior. Continue to bring trust and sympathy to the nations of the world. We thank you for the great steps taken in North and South Korea this week. Continue to give wisdom to your leaders. Continue to give hope to the poor. For you make us one with each other. Give your comfort to those who mourn, uphold those who are sick or waiting for words of hope. We pray today for Alice. And we pray for those whom we name silently. For you make us one. We commend all these prayers and all these people to you.
in the name of your Son. And we pray as he taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Now would you turn to hymn number 2223? They'll know we are Christians by our love. Out in the joy that God gives to you, securely abiding as branches of the true vine, go and tell the story that is given to you by the one who never lets you go. As Jesus entered into human life, his life is still alive within you. The blessing of God Almighty be with you now and always. Amen.